So after beating Tipperary in the opening round of the league last weekend, the Waterford Camogie team entertained Cork in the SETU Arena on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And Daisha boss Jerry Wallace is on the line to chat about this one. Jerry, 110 to 10 points is how it finished last weekend. What did you like most about that Waterford performance?
I suppose we were very disciplined in the way that we played last Saturday, Tomas, and to get the win in Tipperary was a great start to the season, because the Waterford senior Camogie team hadn't won up there for a long time, so to get that win was very good. It was good to see the players playing, because we got appointed late in the year, and that's well documented now at this stage. And I suppose we'd only seen them in competition in one game, and to see them play last Saturday was a real eye-opener for ourselves as coaches, and to see the group and the mechanics around the group as well. Delighted to get the 2 points last Saturday, Tomas. It set us up well now for the rest of the league, and I suppose that would have been one of our goals from the start of the year, was to maintain Division 1 status for 2025 for Waterford. Upwards and onwards.
What did you learn about your group of players last weekend, Jerry?
I suppose the biggest thing we've learned about them is that they're fierce committed. They're ready to take on board all the aspects of coaching. They're ready to take on board all the aspects of the fitness development, worked with Dean. I just felt that the players, they responded well for the start of the season from a disappointing end to last season. Waterford senior Camogie achieved an awful lot last year. You know, they beat Cork in the quarterfinal of the Munster. We donned into contest in All-Ireland. The minor team last year got to the All-Ireland final. So, to see the year starting so positively, and to see the appetite and the bite in the girls again, it showed that there were no ill effects from last year, from the disappointment of the end of the year. So we've wintered well, and hopefully upwards and onwards.
Yeah, how significant is a result like that for the group, Jerry, considering the way 2023 ended?
It's significant in that they have a new coaching staff. They have, we found a few new more players. We have a few players away in Australia, between and the Girl of the Powers and any fits are away over in Australia. So we lost two from the team that played in the All-Ireland final. We have a couple of injuries, with Vicky Faulkner there, who's doing massive recovery. Clara Griffin, all those girls are still out and still preparing to come back. And they would have been very much part of last year's group. The girls are brilliant, in fairness to them, and each and every one of them. They're just just working hard, so they are turning up to every training session, taking on board what we're trying to do with them, and they're buying into it. And hopefully, though, we can build on the performance of last week and, take a good look at this Saturday and see where we are in relation to the overall context of the top three teams, which would be Cork, Kilkenny and Galway.
And speaking of Cork, Jerry, obviously the last meeting between these two counties was the All-Ireland final 6 months ago in Croke Park. Have you spoken about that defeat as a group since you've taken over?
No, we haven't. We've never addressed it. And we took a collective decision, both the management, the players together, and the sports psychologist, that we'd wait until we were finished the National League to deal with that. I suppose that defeat was in the context of a championship. We're in the context of a National Camogie League right now, so we decided that we'd take what was coming in front of us. So we've Tipperary, we've Cork in 2 weeks' time, then we've Clare, then we go to Galway and we have Kilkenny. So we decided we'd look at it that way. We'd approach the games individually. We'd make no big issues about a Cork team from last year. We just get on with our job of trying to get 2 points, or try to get, a point out of next Saturday. And that's what we're focused on. It'll be very interesting how the girls will respond when they see Cork coming out against them and when they're playing against them. It'll be, as from our perspective, it'll be teaching us for later in the season when the championship will start. So, we're happy with where we are at the moment, the boss, and upwards and onwards,
And on a personal level, Jerry, as a Cork man, and after winning an All-Ireland minor with Cork only last year, how do you feel about coming up against your native county this weekend?
It'll be very interesting. I've it's not me that's playing Cork, it's the girls are playing Cork. I just have to lead the team on Saturday along with Mike Boland. Like, Mike and myself were very much involved for the last couple of years with the Cork teams. So we know all the players very well. Look, we know that they'll be extra competitive against us on Saturday because we always knew that they'll raise their game when they come across Michael and myself. So we know that's going to happen. We've addressed that with our own players.
What's Bet Carton been like to work with so far, Gerry?
Well, I suppose when I got the job first, I remember I rang Mick and I said to him, are you coming, Mick Boland? And the board of us said, like, it was an opportunity to work with one of the best players, if not the best player in the country currently. And today it has been absolutely full-on experience. Like, she's one of the most committed players I've ever come across. There's no airs and graces about her. She just turns up. She's one of the girls. She brings a great bit of lightheartedness to the group. Her skill levels are exceptional. She comes in for extra attention in every game, I noticed. Like, you know, there's two or three players converge on her. So, like, Bet's well used to that now. She knows that she's going to be getting extra players coming in and around her area of the game. But she carries herself really well. She's very disciplined. And all I'd be hoping is that the refs keep the protection towards her, like, you know.
Just a final question for you, Gerry. Like, the Waterford public really got behind this team ahead of the All-Ireland last year. What would it mean to have the stands packed in Carriganore on Saturday?
Well, I think it's a journey that's evolving in Waterford, and that, like, I think, and I was in Croke Park last August when the defeat happened, and I saw Nolan Park in the All-Ireland semi-final, and I would hope that the public are light-hearted towards the girls and supportive of the girls, because they gave up a load of time to us for this. There are girls travelling over from Limerick, travelling down from Cork, travelling in from Dublin on nights when people don't see that. So, like, it's easy for us to, you know, to be disappointed and maybe to be, you know, not fair comment to people. But I think that it would be wonderful for the girls and a great sign of local support that if everyone in Waterford that's involved in Camogie, you know, even the underage teams could come into Carriganore on Saturday afternoon for 2 o'clock and support this team. Like, I'm not guaranteeing that they'll win the match, but I'm going to say that they will be competitive and they will give a good account of themselves on Saturday. And, like, that's all we'd be hoping for, is that it's the players that need the support and the ethos of Waterford Camogie going forward. That's the key to it, Tomás.
Well, Waterford Camogie manager Gerry Wallace, thanks a million for taking our call this evening.
You're very welcome, Tomás, and thanks for your support with WLR-FM. Thank you very much indeed.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So the Waterford footballers continue their search for a first win in Division 4 on Saturday evening in Wexford Park at 5 o'clock. The Daisha came oh so close to a surprise result against Longford last weekend in Ballygunner. A kick of the ball defeat in the end, 16 points to 13 is how it finished. And after that game, I got the thoughts of Waterford manager Paul Shankey.
They're great lads, like, so it's not the most glamorous gig in Ireland, playing football for Waterford. So these lads truly love their game. They're dual players and they put in a savage effort. They've really stepped it up in training the last month, and just happy for them. They got to show performance there, but again, it's no good. We lost, so kind of. But just all you want from every session is they're just getting better and better as the weeks go by.
Are you hoping now to kick on over the next few weeks and get a couple of points on the board?
It's difficult. It's like, you play well today, you can't, not, doesn't define what you're going to do next week. Ultimately, we're just trying to get a group ready for later in the year, and a group that'll stay long term. That's ultimately what we're trying to do. And if they can keep a group together and add in a few more lads, keep the panel on their toes, you know, there's plenty of good footballers in Waterford. I think you saw that today.
Lorne Napoca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Two local events to keep an eye out for over the weekend. The Beat the Billy Goat Run takes place in Passage on Sunday. There will be a 5k run, a 10k run, as well as a community walk. Entries will be taken at the Passage Community Hall up to 12 noon, and all funds raised will go towards the Passage Juvenile Hurling Club. Another event to keep an eye out for is the Cumra Super 10s Under 16 Football Tournament on Saturday. Three divisions will be staged in Stradbally and one in Leamy Bryan, and the action gets underway at 10:30.
Lore Naporka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.